Hello everyone, welcome for this new episode of Time Out from Tamriel. Last episode was great, right? But this week we will not fight, because this week we are speaking about a fun subject, something that's more joyful, more amusing. We are speaking about character creation, which is the subject you have voted 2 weeks ago. So, Deltia, let's start with you. Time out.
Well, we had a challenge kind of make three different characters, and I made Aloha, my Aloha Wendy, yep. Which is pretty funny, you see here. Also, I did on the console as well, kind of showing off the character creation there. Which was pretty cool, pretty in-depth, and I like the UI. So I guess the basic premise of this is, what do we care about in character creation? Now, I'll go first, since I'm starting this. Doing the game kind of over again, changed factions, and I'm basically playing all over again. I approach it way differently, since I've seen the impact of what races and race picks have now. I know that it's just supremely important when you reach the end game. When you reach the end game, if you don't have the right race, you will be significantly hindered. You will. And so for me, now that I go back to it, I'm like, well, I want to have a magic-based build, and I want to be doing dungeons or PvP, and then it's almost an obvious choice of where I'm going. So for me, the race choice is 99% about what passives I'm going to get, what content I'm doing about endgame. I can care less from the way my eyes look. So, Aloha, what do you think about that?
Well, a lot of people are surprised that I'm choosing my race also according to the racial passive. So I'm not a min-maxer, but I'm not an idiot. So I will not skip a very interesting bonuses. I will not handicap myself with a character. If I'm planning to play a healer in endgame content, I want my character to be the best. So it will be a Breton. What was important for me when I created my character, it was the faction. I wanted it to be in the right faction, even if I had the explorer pack, just for a feel of belonging to the faction. I wanted that, but it fitted because Breton is the best and I'm Daggerfall Covenant, so yeah, I was lucky with that. Now, concerning the aesthetic, this is also something very important for me. I have difficulties to play a character that I don't like. I like to stand out, I like to be original, to have my own face and my own haircut that no one else have. In the end, Miss Bees have the same haircut than me, the Muff Show have the same haircut than me, but whatever. I thought I was very original, I was not. But yeah, I need to be able to identify myself to my character. Sometimes I've tried to make more funny character or male character or something that I could not identify to, and then I'm tired of my character very fast and I want to make an alt. Hmm. So, yeah.
So your parents is huge for you.
The
appearance, the way you look, it's huge for you.
In the game, not in real life.
That's what we're talking about, Lola.
Oh, no, in real life, no, it's not
talking,
the same.
We're talking about in-game.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so,
I look stupid.
Sig, what about you? What's important to your character?
For me, the biggest thing is just I have to have some sort of a connection to the character. I have to enjoy the way it plays. I have to enjoy the way that it looks. And, in games previous, I've spent a lot of time doing the min-maxing thing, and I totally get it, but where I am right now, I just want to enjoy my character, and I'm pretty particular about the way things look and stuff like that, so I will actually more or less gimp myself if it gains me a little bit of an edge in terms of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so like right now I'm just really fond of the way that my original Nord ended up looking. And, you know, basically, if you've spent any time talking to me at all, you'll know that all my characters now look identical, at least the ones that I play. I've got characters that are basically just bank space characters. And, you know, they're different, but right now with what I want out of the game, you know, I just kind of like doing the Nord thing. So that's what
being
I do.
Being underpowered, huh?
Hey, you know what? Maybe not the best DPS, but I tell you what, my character, the way I've got like my Nightblade built right now, he can last through anything if I'm paying attention to what I'm doing. So I'm cool with it.
Okay, what about, I got an interesting question. What about names? Like, you know, some people have RP names. They have like Batilda Blackstone or, you know, some crazy name. And then you have like people like me called Inferno Nugget, you know, just like, where are you guys on the name train? Cause like for me, I want to go, I mean, my main character Deltia is obviously Deltia, but, usually on alt, I do like some funny name. So like when people get killed by me, they're like, I got killed by Inferno Nugget. Who names a character Inferno Nugget? I mean, that's what I do. What about you, Aloha?
Me, I got my character called Aloha something, or Aloha, or a variant of Aloha, because I want that someone see my character, you know, that it's me. And so that's just how I'm doing. So if it's Khajiit, I will make it looking Khajiit. It will be Eloa Daho, for instance.
Eloa Daho?
Eloa Daho. Eloa Daho.
So Eloa Daho.
Because okay. Daho, it's it's a name from the Khajiit.
So the RP so. Type thing.
Yes and no, because I want to be called Eloa before everything. So, I don't care if I'm a dwarf and I will be called Eloa even if it doesn't fit. Well, if I'm a male character, I will maybe not call myself Eloa. That will not look nice. That's the only exception. If I'm a male character, I'm not called Eloa.
Okay, so in summary, you want it your name and the back name, the end name, is not that significant to you. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to people recognize me. My name is Eloa on the internet. That's the one I want to keep. I will never call myself Flame Nugget or whatever, because that I don't like. But it's personal.
Come on,
What I hate is offensive name like Nasty Bitch. I have a guy that calls his character Nasty Bitch. That annoys me. Honestly. Inferno Nugget, okay, ha ha ha, whatever. But it's okay. But Nasty Bitch or the name that's really like imagination, like in World of Warcraft you have the Chick Hunter, and it's a girl and she's Hunter. That's great. That's amazing. That's a cool name. Or the people that put their nationality into their name, like Hunter Sway. So, Hunter from Sweden. Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay. Sig, what about you?
I'm more or less in the same boat as Aloha. You know, back years past in other games, I would always, you know, I wouldn't go crazy with, you know, lore appropriate names, but I'd try and come up with something that was fitting to some extent. And then at some point, you know, 5-6 years ago or whatever, I just started making characters that all started with the prefix Sig, because that's what I had started to get known as. And it was just it was easier for my guildmates at the time, just, you know, since they knew that was me. And now, you know, I still hold to that in just about every game that I play. And it's a little bit different in ESO just because you've got the account ID. And, you know, as long as people have that, it doesn't really matter what your character's name is. So it's only people who don't know your account ID that, you know, see, you know, characters and, you know, if they look up underneath the compass and see what your name is. You know, so, but, you know, all my characters are a variation of Sig, either Sig Trick or Sig Var. You know, stuff like that. And then I just tack a identifier at the end of it, like Sig Trick the Axe, for instance. I don't get too terribly imaginative with it, just because, you know, it doesn't have a whole lot of bearing for me. But
okay.
It's also so very fun when you play a character and you change game and you call yourself, like, it happened to me often, like, hey, you're Eloa from that server in that game? Mm-hmm. And say, yes, that's me.
Yeah, your gamer tag has to go stick with you. So Deltia, I've been rocking that for 15 years. So that's definitely important. So what's like the most important and least important thing? Well, last question. I'll go first. Most important for me now is definitely what I want to do end game. And like, I usually roll almost always male characters just because, I don't know, it feels weird playing as a chick, but I do have some women characters. But I have to have something that's powerful and fits what I want to do at endgame. And the first four characters I rolled, unfortunately, you know, some of them didn't fit that because the passives changed. And when the passives changed, we didn't get a reroll. You know, it was just, oh, good luck. And that wasn't exactly what I liked. So the least important probably is look. But I did screw up a couple of my characters' appearance. And I really, 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 really wish they had like a barbershop or something that, you know, I'll pay 10, 15 bucks to redo my Inferno Nuggets mustache because it looks ridiculous. And it was fun when I did.
Well, it's very 5 minutes, huh? But after you get tired when you make
when
it
you're like 1 foot tall and have a mustache, it's not fun. So, Aloha, what's your most important and least important?
It's a mixture of everything. I need to be able to connect with my character, and I need to be able to use it. So I don't want to gimp my character by being a Khajiit healer, for instance, even if I wanted to play Khajiit. I really wanted it more than anything, but
completely,
it's very crap for it. Yeah, for a healer, you cannot be a Khajiit. So. But I will still, if I have to choose between two races, there's one I don't like at all and one I prefer, even if the one I prefer is a little bit less good. You see, it's a kind of compromise, because I need to be able to enjoy my character for a long time. I usually do not play so much alt, and I like to focus on one character, so it needs to please me as much as possible.
Okay, well, and so what's the least important?
Well, there's nothing least important in the character creation. It's extremely important on every aspect.
Okay. Sig, what's your answer?
Aloha has taken a lot of thoughts right out of my head here. It's all about connection to the character. You know, the when I created my first character in this game on the live server last year, I spent an hour and a half in the character creation screen. Playing with it, looking, you know, checking the different combinations, how things worked until I got it just the way that I wanted it. You know, like in games in the past, I've put weeks and months and stuff into a character and then later decided I didn't like the way, you know, I had done something with it, and I'll basically abandon it at that point because I'm no longer interested. So it's the character connection, which is my biggest thing.
So when you say character connection, like, what makes you go, I don't like this anymore? Is it their eyebrows, or like, what specific thing?
I had a...
Oh, it can be that.
It could be.
Could be that.
I mean, I had a Lord Master, perfect example. I had a Lord Master in Lord of the Rings Online that I played up to level cap. I played it for months, and he had always worn like this full head helmet thing, or full face helmet, and one day I took it off and panned the camera around. I decided I didn't like his nose, and he turned into a bank mule. You know, I never played him again. Didn't like his nose. And that was, it was done. I had no desire to play the character anymore. So, and that was, you know, that there was, they eventually introduced a barbershop, but that was one of the features that you could not change. So,
really?
But,
no luck.
Eyebrow, boom, over.
Yep, totally lost interest.
Yeah, it can be like that. Yeah, if the hair clip in the weapon that I can't stand. If you have a ponytail and it's enter in your chill all the time, that's why I'm very careful with the haircut I'm choosing, because I know it will annoy me. For months it will be okay, and one day it will just be, oh, I can't stand this. Your character, you're playing with it all the time. It's like an alter ego of yourself, so an extension of yourself in the virtual world. Say, it's important.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's two different sides. I mean, like I said, I've spent time doing the min-max thing in other games, and I totally get it and there's a lot of enjoyment that I got from it. And I think if I had more time to really jump into, you know, the end game stuff and whatnot, you know, I'd probably do a min-max character. You know, I'm not opposed to it, but with just my play style currently and when I'm able to get in, I spend, you know, 95% of my time running solo anyway. So I might as well just make the character for me the way I want it and, you know, find my enjoyment that way. So.
And hopefully it doesn't have a big nose because it will get deleted.
It will get deleted.
That's crazy. I have deleted a lot of characters, though, based on other things, like, you know, just performance-based stuff. I'm like, nah, this thing didn't work. Boom, 35, delete, whatever. Let's move on. All right, so, hello, what's going on for next week?
Next week, well, we will speak about racial respect and passive and all that stuff around racial and speculation about if we will soon or not be able to change race or console.
So
Deltia will explain us everything.
Well, not that. You guys have seen the console, maybe seen some videos. I played it. So console and or race change. Now the race change thing, Sig, you heard something that is relevant to this conversation, right?
Well, yeah, on ESO Live here a couple days ago, there was a question about them reworking the passives. And while they were, the racial passives, and while they were explaining that, they said that they would not be giving the racial passives a workover until race respecs came. And I just thought that was a really interesting comment. So, you know, it's something a lot of people are asking for, and it's something that a good number of people I've seen are also saying shouldn't happen. So a little bit of controversy around it, possibly.
Well, this is one of those games that, like, I don't like race passes. I think they should just be appearance. But this game, that's the part of Elder Scrolls.
You know? Right.
That's the integral part of Elder Scrolls, so... That's a really good topic to talk about. So is the consoles. So, yeah, that about wraps it up. Aloha.
Yep. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much for your comments and for your participation into our threads. It's always fun.
Absolutely.
To read what you're
saying. I'm going to say goodbye this time. Bye.
Bye.
It's important. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Take care.